Hello, it's Thursday, July the 29th, and we have been parked in the 46th chapter of Isaiah all week, and I want to look at it once more today. But let's recap a little on what we've been considering this week. The chapter begins with a depiction of the folly, the stupidity of bowing down and worshipping to idols, to metal images that are carried on carts driven by oxen. God is the only God there is. There is none beside him. There is none equal to him. And he makes a promise to his people that he will carry them all the way home. Despite their sinfulness and stubbornness of heart and the fact that they are far from righteousness in themselves. And in verse 8, he says, "Remember this and stand firm. Recall to mind." Or perhaps translating that in a slightly different way, reason this out. It's something that the Bible tells us to do time and again, to think, to use our minds, to reason. Come, let us reason together. We think of Romans 12. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You need to think through the folly of idolatry. You need to think through the character of God, who he is, what he is like, the promises that he has made. You need to have your mind renewed and transformed by this depiction that the prophet is giving you of the greatness and power and sovereignty and holiness of God, and that he's a God who makes covenants. He's a God who makes a promise, and he keeps his promise. I think that's something that we need to do every morning when we awake. We need to reason. We need to think. We need to employ our minds and remember, remind ourselves of who God is and the illogicality of the idolatry that continually consumes our being. Chapter 46 of Isaiah, it's a wonderful, wonderful chapter talking about the greatness and power and sovereignty of God who makes promises to his people. Well, we'll come back next Monday to look at chapter 47, and we'll park out in that chapter next week. Have a wonderful weekend.